Our next two speakers are from one of the most popular websites on the net these days. They actually cover a lot of topics, including the 9/11, most recently the 9/11 case. And Victor Thorne, one of the speakers, has just published a book called 9/11 on Trial, which gives a very thorough review of the causes behind the collapse from an engineer's standpoint. And they're going to elaborate on that in their talk today. Victor and Lisa, on a personal note, were good enough to have me speak on their show this past November. And I had the opportunity to fly out and visit them. They live just east of State College, PA, the home of Penn State University. Beautiful country out there. And I was very glad that I took the time to go out. They interviewed me live on the air. And I want to welcome Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. And I'll just let you take it from here.
I'd first like to say thanks to Chris Emery and Charles Key, especially to Chris. We know how much work he's been doing behind the scenes, and this is above and beyond the call of duty. If we had about 1,000 more people like him, things would be a whole hell of a lot better in this country. So when you see Chris walking around, shake his hand, give him a pat on the back, because without him, primarily, this whole thing wouldn't be here today. Now, I was going to give a speech today on something. I'm going to put these books out in the lobby, which I think is one of the most underreported aspects of the Oklahoma City bombing, and it's the Elohim City connection. But after thinking about it, I said, I'm just going to put the books out there, and I want to keep this brief because I'm going to introduce Lisa then. She's my co-host on Wing TV. But what I want to talk about primarily is a word or a concept called illusion. And what illusion is something that isn't real. And when we were down there for the rally yesterday, for the memorial at the bombing, one of the people that watches Wing TV that traveled here, Michael, he says, this whole thing is based upon a lie. And he was absolutely right, because if you go to any city across America yesterday and you say, well, hey, what happened in Oklahoma City 10 years ago? At least nine people out of 10, 99 out of 100 say, well, Timothy McVeigh was in this Ryder truck and there was a bomb in it and it blew up the Murrow building and he acted alone with Terry Nichols and that's what happened. Now that's illusion. That's not real. And what I want to get across to everyone today is we have to ultimately get to the bottom line, and not only the Oklahoma City bombing, but everything in our lives. What's real? Now, what illusion is David Copperfield, a magician. One time on TV, he made the Statue of Liberty disappear. Now, of course, that wasn't real. It was an illusion. When Dick Cheney and Bill Clinton were giving their speeches at the church yesterday, and they had their crocodile tears, and they were perpetuating an illusion that Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh were the sole perpetrators. That's the illusion. What's real is that there were bombs inside the building. We've already heard that testimony, and when General Parton's up here, he'll talk about that more. So if there's anything that you can come away from here with, from me, is that there were bombs inside the building. It's the same with 9/11 and the World Trade Center collapse. There were bombs inside those buildings. They were brought down via a controlled demolition. That's what real is. So we can talk about all these other peripheral issues. We could talk about a military stand down, or we could talk about peak oil, or we could talk about pods on the plane, or we could talk about insider trading. Those are all peripheral issues. The core bottom line is that the World Trade Center towers came down via a controlled demolition. It's the same with the Alfred P. Murrah building. We could talk all day long about John Doe number 2 and on, and those are all valid points. But we have to get to the crux of the issue, and that's that there were bombs in the building. So I'll just say it over and over again, bombs in the building. When you talk about people, let them know that, because that's not being spoken about enough. And what we have is people that want to break through the illusion, that want reality. They had to kill Terry Yakey because he was breaking through the illusion. If you go and read this from the American Free Press from Pat Shannon, this is breaking through the illusion. If you get this little book, it's breaking through the illusion. And, you know, even last night when Bob Barr was speaking, and I believe it was Lisa, she was, you know, asking, what can people do? And he said, well, you know, you have to vote for representatives. You have to get elected leaders there. They're going to change the system. Well, what he failed to do, he was perpetuating the illusion, too, because when you have these two machines, this Republican National Committee and this Democratic National Committee, they're the ones who set or determine who's on the ballot. And if you don't bow down to their wishes and follow their agenda, you don't get on the ballot. So last November, we had an election with George Bush and John Kerry. Well, the big secret is these guys were on the same team. They were working in unison with each other. And we have the illusion that if you vote for Kerry, it was going to be different than Bush. Or if you vote for Bush, it's going to be different than Kerry. Well, both these guys are skull and bonesmen. Both of them carried out the agenda for the ruling elite. So it's, again, perpetuating an illusion. And over 100 million people voted for Bush and Kerry. Luckily, there was 1.2 million people that voted for third-party candidates. And they were the ones that were able to see through this illusion. And on Wing TV, every single day for months, we said, anybody but Bush or Kerry. Anybody but Bush or Kerry. Because if you vote for them, you're voting to perpetuate the illusion. So take this. Just remember, folks, there are some good people that came to Oklahoma City this weekend. Danielle, Tom, Michael, they all watch Wing TV. Other people that watch Wing TV. And they cared enough to come out here and show their support to let the powers that be know that we don't believe their story. And that until our dying day anyways, we're going to keep voicing our opinions until we can't anymore. And to hear these fabulous speakers up here today, I know there's a lot more later on today, but break through the illusion. On Wing TV, we say, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a conditioned thinker or a free thinker? If you're tuning in every night to CNN, to Fox News, which are exactly the same, by the way, or if you get all your information from the New York Times or your local newspaper, you're going to become nothing more than a conditioned thinker. Get rid of all that stuff. Go to sources that are giving you the truth and become a free thinker. Get to the bottom line. That's what we do on Wing TV, is we want to get to the bottom line of everything.